Hello and welcome to Dolph's Parlor, the podcast that gets you hard or wet or whatever anatomical reaction may ensue from you being deeply, tantalizingly, sensually aroused. I'm your host, Dolph Metzen. Today's story was written by Reddit user Resident ShortGay as part of Gone Wild Audio Gay's Spring Collab Project. The listener is a bit insecure about showing off his body at the beach because he has a bit of a belly. But the speaker has been secretly crushing on him for some time and helps boost his confidence by telling him just how sexy he thinks his belly is. Things only escalate from there as both listener and speaker lose their oral virginity together. Now, without further ado, grab the lube, a towel, and get stroking because the show is about to begin. You two go ahead. I'll see if everything's all right with him. Maybe he's still feeling a bit carsick. It was a long drive, after all. Yeah, we'll find you two there. See ya. Hey, are you decent? Alright, I'm coming in. Is everything alright? The others are already on their way to the beach. Are you still nauseous? No? So, what's up? You don't seem to be wearing your trunks. Don't feel like swimming? You want to, but... You can tell me if you want to talk about it, okay? Do you mind if I sit down? Alright, let me just say something first, though. I only really agreed to coming because I knew you were joining. Sorry if that comes across as kind of weird, since we don't know each other that well, but I've been wanting to change that for a bit now. And correct me if I'm wrong, since I might be, but you seem rather introverted, so... I didn't want you to feel forced to talk to me if you didn't feel like it. Hold up, you thought I didn't like you? Wow, that just goes to show how shitty I am at reading other people. Do you want to talk? I mean, right now. Yeah. Okay, I'm listening. Wait. You're self-conscious? What about... Not to sound like a creep, but you're really hot. Don't give me that look, mister. I mean it. And I know this probably doesn't mean a lot to hear me say this, but others don't see you the way you do. Trust me. Let me test something real quick. Don't worry, it's a thought experiment I just came up with. Picture yourself at the beach. No, really. Close your eyes and imagine yourself at the beach right now. Are you there? Good. The weather is just the way it is right now. Sunny and warm, with only a few clouds in the sky. There's nobody but you on the entire beach. You have it all to yourself for however long you want. What do you want to do first? No, come on, tell me. Go swimming? Sounds great. I mean, the weather's perfect for it, and the water's probably fairly warm too. Now that you know what you're going to do, what are you wearing? Swimming trunks, right? Makes sense. So, you enter the water in your trunks and have a nice, relaxing swim. The end. Okay, that ending was rather anticlimactic, but it was also exactly what would happen with dozens of other people around. And thinking about it logically, being fully clothed at the beach will make you stand out rather than blend in, won't it? Okay, what if instead of being half naked in front of that many people at once, you did it in front of only me first? I already told you that I think you're really attractive, so again, logically speaking, you have absolutely no risk of getting judged negatively. I don't want to push you to do something you're uncomfortable with, so if this is going too far, then please tell me. What? Really? Well, willing to try sounds like a good first step. You can get changed in the ensuite bathroom, and I'll wait here, okay? Alright. Don't even show me the trunks first. I want to be surprised. Are you ready? Okay, come on out. It's just me, don't worry. I can keep my eyes shut if you want me to. All right, they're shut and covered. I can look? Nice. I'll give you a countdown if it'll help. Okay. 3, 2, 1, and I'm look... No, you're fine. I mean, I'm fine. But so are you. Damn. Oh, sorry for staring. You just look really, really good in that. I'm not exaggerating. Stop doubting my honest opinion. You are hot. Can you repeat that for me? Not like that, you goofball. Unless you mean it. Oh, wow, thanks. That does mean a lot coming from you, since I think it's fair to say that my attraction to you is well established by now. So, do you want to spend a bit more time here first before we go, or... You don't have to leave in just your swimwear, by the way. I'm gonna keep my shirt on until we're there. Would you feel more comfortable if I was just in my trunks as well? Okay, no worries. I can do that. Thanks. I tried really working out some time ago, but I never really got to the stage where I liked feeling like I was dying from all the activity. So, I just stuck to running a bit whenever I felt like it. I can't get over how good you look, though. You shouldn't worry about showing off, you know. Especially if it makes sense in the moment, like when we're going to the beach, for example. I know, very topical. Or should I say, tropical? No? No? Okay. I'll save the bad jokes for later, then. Would it be okay if I touched you? Not in a weird way, just... Alright, maybe there is no non-weird way, but if you'd be okay with that... Really? Okay, cool. I'm not totally freaking out internally and externally. What do you mean it's just you? I know we've known each other for some time, but this is still a big deal to me. Should I stand up, or... You'll come closer? Okay, good. I mean... Nah, good is accurate. Sorry if my nerves are making you nervous as well. I'll try to keep calm. Unless that would make your nerves act up. Yeah? Okay, guess I'll be the clumsy virgin then. Hmm? Oh, yeah. I haven't really done anything sexual with anyone before. But I'm definitely ready if it's with you. Not gonna lie, I was planning on bonding with you on this beach trip. No ulterior motives, since I'm wholly inexperienced when it comes to physical intimacy. Not that this has to become sexual or anything. Seeing you half naked feels very intimate by itself. But I definitely wouldn't mind it going a bit further if you don't. Let's see where this goes. Sounds good to me. Let me spread my legs a bit so you can get really close. You're really handsome. Mind if I put my hands on your legs first? No? Good. I'll just hold the back of your thighs. Yeah, right on those hamstrings. And I'll make my way up slowly until my hands are right. Oh god, I'm almost touching your ass and I haven't even touched your belly yet. What? Yeah, I should have probably mentioned that. I'm kind of into bellies. So if you're cool with it, I'd like to worship you with my hands and my mouth, if that's all right. Really? Sorry, didn't mean to sound that surprised just now, but I didn't think you'd let me, to be honest. Can I touch your stomach? Don't worry, I won't try to pinch you or anything. That wouldn't feel like a sexy thing to do. Of course, I'm trying to be sexy. Is it not working? It is. Thank God. I'll just put my hands on your belly next then. You feel so good, and your skin is so warm. Would you mind if I press my face against it? Fuck, thank you.
So beautiful and nice and warm and soft. I don't ever want to leave.
Yes, I'm staying right here. But that doesn't mean I can't use my hands. You don't mind if I grope you a bit, right? Good, because now I'm ready to feel up that nice ass of yours, but my face is staying right here. What? You can feel how excited I am? Oh shit, sorry. I can move away a bit if it feels awkward for you. Oh, you like it? That's a huge relief because I've been hard ever since you left the bathroom. Of course, how could I not be with you looking so good? Now you're letting me touch you and kiss your body. Have I mentioned how much I love your belly? Because I really do. I love all of your body. You're sexy and you should feel sexy too. And if it's difficult for you to get there, I'll be more than happy to help in any way I can. Even more important than that is that you get to have fun on this trip. Do you think that getting some physical relief might help with your nerves? And I'm not just saying that because I want to make you come. I mean, I do, but that's beside the point. It helped me prepare for being in Jake's shitty car for several hours, right next to you, without being a complete mess. Yeah, right? I don't get why he keeps it if he's rich enough to have a beachside holiday home. So, you can obviously say no if that's not something you want to do, but if you do want to, I'm here to help. Yeah? Okay. Okay, wow, this is happening. I was definitely not prepared for this. Oh no, don't worry about me. I've been dreaming about something like this happening. So, I might not be prepared, but I'm absolutely ready, if that makes any sense. All right, enough chit chat. How would you like me to relieve that stress for you? You want me to? I mean, yeah, I can totally do that. Or at least try. I'm sorry, I might not be very good at giving head. You don't mind? Don't tell me you're a virgin, too. You are? How? We'll talk about it later. This is more important right now. Can I pull down your trunks? Okay. Stop me if you change your mind, all right? This is supposed to help you, not make you feel awkward or uncomfortable. You're good? Good. Let me take them off for you. Wow. You look even better than I thought you would. Oh, sorry. I'm just sitting here staring when I'm supposed to be helping you out. Just don't expect me to be a pro or anything, okay? You taste so good. Wait, did that sound weird? No? Okay, good, because I mean it. Oh. No, don't hold back your moans. I want to hear how much you enjoy it. Can I give you a hickey? I can put it on your inner thigh so the others won't ask invasive questions. I'd love to put one on your belly, though. But we can do that some other time. Fuck, sorry. I'm just so turned on right now. You don't mind if I jerk myself off, do you? Oh, God, thank you. I'll move back up to your stomach if it's all right. I want to give it the attention it deserves. The attention you deserve for being so hot. Let me rub your cock, too. I want us both to come. Wait, I should take my trunks off first, shouldn't I? Sorry. Let me just... Oh God, look at me. I'm already dripping everywhere. This is what you've been doing to me without even trying, you know that? And that belly, damn, I love it so much. Let me get back to playing with your cock and kissing and licking your beautiful belly. I might actually use both hands. My boner can wait. You're so fucking beautiful. Your belly is beautiful, hot, sexy. It drives me absolutely wild. Hold on, let's change our position. How about you lay down on the bed? You can choose either side, I don't mind. I doubt we'll be very adamant on staying on separate sides after this anyway. Okay, wait, I'll lie down too. And just prop myself up on my elbows. Here we go. Oh my God, you look perfect. Have I mentioned how much I love your belly? Because I do. It's gorgeous. Does it feel good when I slide my hands up to your sides? And down the middle? Yeah? And back up the middle. This is so hot. You're so hot. Has anyone ever told you that you have a cute belly button? No? Well, you do. You feel so soft. I can barely keep it together. All right. Enough rambling from me. What would you like me to do? Suck you off while stroking your stomach? Yes, sir. Wait, was that... It's okay? Okay. I'll just shut up and keep going then. Mm. Mm. Your belly turns me on so fucking much. Oh, I'm humping the bed like a horny dog. Look at me. I can't help it. Not when I get to suck on your cock and rub your soft belly. Fuck, I'm getting close already. You too? That's perfect. You're so perfect. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, come on. Come for me? I want to feel it twitch inside my mouth. Yes. Yes. Oh my God, yes. Come in my mouth. Oh. Fuck. You're so hot when you come. Can I? Stop me if this is too much, but can I come on your belly? Please? Yes. Oh my God, you're amazing. Hold on. I need to reposition myself. I'm not putting too much weight on you, am I? Oh, right. I'm kneeling, not sitting. I'm too horny to think properly right now. All I can think about is you and your soft, cuddly, beautiful belly. Can I rub my cock against it? Fuck. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yeah. I can't believe this is happening. You're so sexy. This is like a fucking dream. I've fantasized about getting to touch your belly so many times. And now, I get to grind my dick against it. Oh my God, it's so soft and warm. Ah! I won't last much longer. Can I kiss you? Please? Oh, fuck yes. Oh. Don't worry, I'll clean you up. Oh, your belly is so soft. Fuck. Can I rest my head on you? Thanks. Your belly is beautiful. You are beautiful. Or handsome, if you prefer that. Don't just shrug at me. You deserve all the compliments you want to hear, and I'm more than happy to give them to you. I hate to ruin the moment, but the others are probably wondering what's taking us this long, so do you feel like going for a swim? That's great. I brought 4 pairs of swimming goggles, and since the water seems really clear from what I've seen, we can all look at the fishes together. Hey, I love mindlessly staring at them. Did you know that I have an aquarium at home? It's got all kinds of cute fishes. I can, you know, show them to you sometime. Yeah? All right, it's a date. Or maybe not a date, but... Huh? Wow. Okay, it really is a date then. But for now, let's go swimming. Here, let me help you up. Okay, where did my swimming trunks go? There they are. And here's yours. I'm actually second guessing whether I want to put my shirt back on. I feel very warm after that. Hmm? Oh, you're going in just your trunks too? All right, I'll join you as a sign of solidarity. Ow, don't hit me. Okay, let's get going. Yeah, the goggles are already with them. Did you put on sunscreen? That's okay. I put a bottle in the beach basket. This means I get to rub it all over you in front of the others. Wait, no, I don't. It's up to you, I mean. You'll do the same for me? Wow, alright. Let's hurry then. Oh yeah, I'm totally only excited about the beach and nothing else. What? I'm getting hard again? You! I didn't know you could be so mean. Looks like there's a mischievous side to you. Don't worry, it's cute. While we're on our way, do you want to know some fun fish facts? Well, fact number one, did you know that it's male seahorses that get pregnant? What do you mean everybody knows that? Since when? As far as I'm aware, nobody I know is aware of that fact. Thanks for listening, everyone. If this show got you hard, then why not come stop by my Patreon? I've got loads of member-exclusive content there for you to enjoy. Your support makes it possible for me to keep doing what I love. You know, making sexy audios for you to come to. Okay, guys, check out the show notes for those links, and don't forget to tune in next time.